everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Frangimani. We got a great show for you today. We're going to start it out a little different. We're going to tell you what's going on this week. But instead of just that, we're going to tell you what's going on the whole year. How about that? Or as best we know, to help me with this, I have a man on the phone who's no stranger to this podcast. Certainly no stranger to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Comedian, teacher, talent coordinator. I don't know if that's your term. Is that the title?
Why not?
Bill Bouchard, welcome to the Comedy Castle podcast for 2026.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate being your first. Is that my your first guest for 2026?
Yeah, well, darn. You know, Nate Armbruster technically was recorded in 25. And
darn it.
He was first comic. But no, this is great. And perfect time to promote not just this week with Lachlan Patterson, who's should be coming up right after you. I think that's the plan. I haven't talked to him.
Stellar comedian, Lachlan Patterson, very funny guy.
I was just watching all of his stuff. So he's coming at you this Thursday. In fact, let me get all the official details on Lock. Well, actually, let's start with Wednesday. We'll start with Wednesday. We're going to go through most of the year because Wednesday, maybe that's as you're hearing this today or late on Tuesday if you get it then. 26 and 26. Tell us about 26 for 26.
We got 26 comics, amateur comics, looking for stage time going up on Wednesday. Yeah. Got a couple pros in there, too. But just, you know, everybody's clamored for stage time at the castle. Yeah. So we thought we'd expand the field to kick it off for 2026. And got to have a good lineup. It's going to be fast paced and a lot of laughing.
Three minutes.
The MC is excellent.
The MC is all right. Let's tell everybody about the MC and a little bit about him.
His name is Joel Frangimani.
Yes.
He'll be making an appearance. So if you want to see Joel, the cats that night.
If you
want to
see me, now let me talk this. We'll have a little production meeting right here on the show. Okay. Am I staying on stage? Is that
I think you should. That's a lot of going back.
I think so. Or I could sit in a table in the front row and do it. I mean, I've given it some thought.
Well, I will let you decide on whether you want to sit or you want to.
Do we want like a sound effect to get the people off, or am I just going to
see if I can get a bell out there?
I could bring this thing. We could do that.
Man, now we're talking. Bring that every week. Why are we holding out? That should be every open mic.
I don't know. We could hit them with this. No, that's no good. That's rude. There you go. There it is. Give it up for Tom Ruskevich, everybody. Everybody's asking for a refund on those tickets. Maybe we won't do that. I don't know. Get a bell. I don't know what we can do. We'll figure it out. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it should be fun. And I'm excited.
Cast characters on this show. So.
Yeah, and I think I'm up to the challenge. I'm a veteran. I've hosted some shows. I lived through the wars over at the Club Bart in Ferndale. I'm a veteran of those, as you are. And I can handle 26 comedians. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is an easy day for you.
3 minutes each. All right. And then we got Lachlan Patterson this Thursday, January 8th at 7:30. Two shows Friday, 7:15 and 9:45. 7 p.m. and 9:30 are the Saturday shows on January 10th. Tell everybody a little bit about Lachlan.
Well, I just saw him. He was opening up for Nate Bargatze in some theaters and stuff. And I've been following Lachlan for years. Yeah. I just enjoy his stand-up. And I know when I got it started, he was working the same kind of club circuit and things. So he's been doing it quite some time. And I find him to be funny. He's a smart comic. And he's got his own way of doing this. He's got his own style.
Yeah, I enjoyed. I was just watching his Instagram reels before we started talking. And he's great. There's an old picture of Lachlan in the hallway there, right next to the ladies' room. I don't know if that was by design.
Well, that head of hair, why not?
The cheekbones, actually, he's a little bit of a short hair in this old picture. He's changed his look.
He's got those Fabio good looks with that long hair. So
I'll ask him about that. All right, let's move on. I've highlighted some of these dates throughout the year. If there's something I miss, you go right ahead and jump in. But guy I don't know much about, but boy, what a reputation this guy has for being terrific. And I can't remember last time if he's ever been at the club. Stuart Huff is coming at the end of January.
Road dog Stuart Huff. I've known about this guy for years, and I know you have too. Yeah. He travels all over the United States. Right. I think he's one of the best unknown comedians, I guess you'd say, in the country. I think he's just a terrific stand-up comic. He does a lot of a lot of current jokes, a lot of, you know, he's just good. Matter of fact, he's one of these guys that over the years I've had several comics tell me that he's the kind of comic they want to be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
which is a very high compliment. Yeah. So
I know that our buddy Alex Price down in Indy, he's a big Stuart Huff fan.
Yeah.
And he
so if
stuff,
you like it different, you want to see somebody you're not seeing all the time on your, you know, your TikTok reel or, you know, just going through their, you know, Instagram. This guy is just, he's a great comic. Yeah. And you'd be doing yourself a favor coming out and see Stuart for sure.
That's January 29th to the 31st.
And he's with Skippy Rose and Bruce Pike.
Oh, there you go. Some fun openers.
Yeah. Should be a good weekend.
Yeah. February 12th to the 14th, Paul Mercurio is an all-time favorite at the club. just an amazing performer. I love Paul so much as a guy, but as a comic, it blows your mind what this guy does on stage with the audience. People talk about, you know, these crowd work guys now. Paul is, you know, 10 times what those guys do. He's doing. It's amazing.
And I will tell you right now, you don't waste your time on this. Get your tickets now for Valentine's Day Saturday.
That is Valentine's Day.
We're handling it. We're handling your date night. Just get the tickets.
Yeah, February 12th to the 14th. I think I probably talked about it here, but Paul does the opening for Stephen Colbert's Late Show, and I went to a taping and got to hang out with Paul a little bit, and it was terrific.
You're probably going to see him on local TV that week, too.
Yeah,
he does promote like crazy.
He likes to promote. Those tickets go fast, and it's Valentine's weekend, February 12th through the 14th. TJ Miller ends our month of February from the 26th to the 28th. Again, get your tickets because TJ Miller sells out.
He's back. Everybody loves TJ. That's why we have him back. He's a crowd favorite.
He's a crowd favorite. As someone who works in the club on a daily basis and sort of is TJ's minder a little bit when he's in town, it's one of the toughest weeks of the year, but it's super fun.
you're his handler when he's in town?
I've driven him around a little bit, and, you know, he's always good to, like, talk to me on this show, and, you know, he'll call me and ask me where to get chicken tenders or... he's very opinionated about Buddy's Pizza at this point. He's come so many times. He's got a lot of opinions.
So what's
about
his opinion
that.
On it?
I think he loves it because he'll order like 8 pies on Saturday night for everybody.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, nice.
So he's great. I love TJ. He's a wild man, and his fans are every bit as insane. So I love, that's a fun week, man. But, I cancel all my Sunday plans when he's in town. I'm going to rest. All right, let's go on to March. Speaking of selling tickets, now this guy, the last time he was here, Bill, I thought was like a breakout guy that I didn't know that we would get back because he sold so many tickets and people just loved his weekend. Jeffrey Osmus, March 6th and 7th.
Guy's awesome. He's incredible. One of my favorite comics, man.
Absolutely.
I love watching his clips. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's doing current stuff. Yeah. He's just great. He's smart. He's got an attitude.
Yeah.
He's like everything I would avoid being around when I'm working, but sure. I think he's great.
he's one of those guys.
But he's a great comic, man. The guy, there's no doubt about it. He's damn good, man.
He comes up with stuff, such a quick wit. And again, there's a lot of crowd work with Jeffrey, but sometimes I feel like he's up there and it's always very entertaining, but sometimes I go like, he's having more fun than anybody, I think, when he's working on that stage. He really is.
He's fun to watch. And I guess on last time he came through and I loved it, man. Yeah. I loved it.
All right. March 12th. So this is the following weekend. I mean, this thing's been pushed around. I know people bought tickets and it got delayed and, but Pete Holmes finally making his Comedy Castle debut in March 12th.
You better
to the 14th.
Get your tickets now. Your tickets now. There's not a lot left.
They've been on sale for 2 years and finally it's coming. So with all this delay. But he's busy.
It's starting to fill up though, man. Really. So
Pete Holmes, I always tell my comedy students, you want to see a television show about what it's like to really be a stand-up comedian, Crashing with Pete Holmes on HBO or Max or whatever. I think it's still up there. Unbelievably great. Unbelievably great. Funny episode with TJ Miller. Speaking of TJ Miller.
Yeah, he nailed that show. And I think him and Louis had the two best shows in regard to dealing with comedy. They were the most realistic.
Yeah. All right. Now this show's the end of March. And I mean, there might be a couple tickets left, but Maria Bamford's doing two shows on March 29th. That's a Sunday, March 29th.
And there are very few
tickets
sold
out. Yeah. Very few. So Maria Bamford, been a few years since she's been at the club. Definitely a hot ticket. I feel like she's even as popular as she's been as long as I've been around comedy. I feel like in the last year or so, even more popular.
Well, there's no one like her.
Yeah.
There's nothing like her. I saw her last time she came through there, and I was just trying to figure out how somebody's mind works like that. She's one of the best. She is so really funny is. And so different than any comedian you're going to see. She's fantastic.
She's fantastic. Women love Maria Bamford. She sticks up. I mean, she's very pro-feminist. You know, I believe wants female opening acts even and stuff. So that's great.
Yes. She's great. You know, and they should get their tickets early. Just looking at this, she has a matinee show that's almost sold out. And the later show is pretty much sold out right now. So, she's right there.
Get your tickets now. April 12th. He claims this is his retirement tour. I think he's going to die in a Red Roof Inn, but I love him. Jeff Allen comes to town for a Sunday show. You guys, terrific.
Well, how can I follow that? He's going to die in a Red
Roof Inn. Believe me, he's not at the Red Roof Inn anymore. Jeff Allen moves tickets. Guys, money. Love Jeff Allen. That guy's great.
He's a home run, man. Yeah, that's Jeff just a Allen. Home run.
If you have... You know, imagine if you don't know Jeff Allen, imagine you go to the family, the barbecue, and there's the one uncle that's just hilarious and has amazing stories that are just a riot. That's Jeff Allen, and he's just so funny. He's really one of the all-time greats and the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with Jeff a little bit, and just terrific. And his fans are so loyal. They come out every single time, so... That's going to be a great show in April. The return of Mark Norman, June 26 and 27.
Can you believe it?
Comedy.
I love it, man.
He's the best, man. I love Mark.
You took the date. It's going to be a big weekend at the Castle. Yeah. I'm excited about it. It's good to have him back in the clubs where he should be.
Yeah, he kind of made a big deal out of that. He's like, look, going back to the clubs, I'm working on this hour.
So, yeah, he's a great club comic. Yeah, and he's great at the Castle.
Yeah, he's great. I know he's played some other venues in Detroit, but you know, Comedy Castle was where you saw him first in this town, and it's great to have him back in summer shows. So those will be fun. Let's highlight the month of August here with some local talent, and I know he's been on this show, and if you've been a fan of the show and you've listened, you've heard his journey and what he's been through in the last couple of years, but Tim Finkel. Doing the full weekend, August 13th through the 15th.
Yes, he is. That's his weekend.
That's
Tim.
His weekend.
I'm just trying to pull it up here to see what the heck is going on here. Tim,
August 13th.
Tim is funny. He's a great comic. Man.
Great comic.
He's a good local guy, and he gets big laughs, high energy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you see just some of those bits about rapping and growing up and listening to hip hop and all that stuff.
Hip-hop.
Very fun stuff, man.
Dancing in the supermarket. That's the thing I always think about Tim. Maybe bust out the yo-yo. Have you seen the yo-yo? The yo-yo is amazing. I love Tim.
I've seen the yo-yo too.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't mess around.
He does not. So it's so awesome that Tim is back. And then another guy, Matt Kahn. He ends our month of August from the 27th to 29th. One of my students, real proud of Matt Kahn and all he's become, filmmaker now. I know he just shot a new project with Dave Landau and some people.
Matt's a different bird, too. He's got his own way of doing it. He's got some great jokes about Mary Todd Lincoln. Right? You don't hear a lot of stuff about that. And he just is. He's got his own thing going on. I like Matt. A very, very original guy.
Matt will do a tag that I wrote on that weekend of August 29th to the 30th.
Did he already tell you that?
Yeah. Well, I know because he does it every time, and I've seen his act. And it's one of the biggest laughs in his show, so he goddamn well better do that tag, Matt Kahn. Nah, he's great. I love Matt.
Yes.
Guy's awesome. So that's August. And then we're into the month of September here. This is the last thing we're going to highlight, but I know. And then we actually got a secret. We got a special announcement after this one. But you can get your tickets right now. September 7th to the 19th. Again, one of the best. Kyle Kinane returns to the Comedy Castle.
Comedy Castle crowds love Kyle Kinane. We're glad to have him back, too. It'll be 2 years since he was here.
2 years?
Last.
Yeah. He was so awesome last time he was here. I think I had missed maybe the weekend before that. I was out or I was sick or something was going on. But, man, he was so funny. I can't wait to see Kyle Kinane again. And then we'll announce this one. Now, all of the shows that we've talked about to this point, all on sale at comedycastle.com. So go get your tickets for those. Because they are, you know, I'm talking about Mark Norman, Maria Bamford, Pete Holmes. These tickets are going. TJ Miller. So get your tickets in advance, pick your seats, do all that. But you told me this before we just went on the air. The tickets are not maybe on sale, depending upon when they hear this. But Big Jay Oakerson's coming back to the Comedy Castle.
That is correct. Big Jay Oakerson.
Big Jay.
He knows you.
We know each other. He loves to, he loves talking about me. I'll tell you that much. But
that'll be August 21 and 22.
I love Big Jay. I work, you know, people know I do Upchuck the Clown at the Gathering of the Juggalos. I've had Big Jay out there a couple times. And we always talk about the castle.
He might have you dress up. He might have you dress up at the end of the show.
I'll talk to you off the air about that, sir. But but yeah, Big Jay is Big Jay's awesome. He's one of the best comics. If you know Legion of Skanks and Story Wars and all the stuff he does podcasting wise and serious.
When those go on sale too, you want to get those in the round the stage seats right there because he likes to work the
Big
audience.
Jay likes
over,
to talk to the audience. He's one of the funniest dudes. I met him. I must have met Big Jay almost 20 years ago when he came to the castle, I think as a fill-in for somebody. It might have been Attell canceled or something, and they just sent this guy from New York, and they just went up to see him. I think I was planning on seeing Attell, and he didn't show up, and I was like, I'll watch this guy. And we fucking hit it off, man. We went out, had some food, and just hung out, and I think I pushed to get him at the Gathering of the Juggalos. He pushes me to go to the Comedy Castle. So here we are. And you made it happen, sir.
Well, a little reminder from you that we should get him in there. And then when I, but we got him, man. We got him. And that's a good thing. And that's going to be a great weekend. It's a great week, a summer weekend of comedy. Are you kidding me? In Royal Oak.
Yeah, August with Big J. It's going to be great. But I've got some reminders. You know, I've always got reminders from people that they need a week. So if you want those, or we'll do that off the air. let's put it this way. They're not all Big J Oakerson, but I got...
Well, I'm not thanking you. I'm thanking Upchuck the Clown.
Upchuck, please thank Upchuck the Clown. I take my God, that last that Legion of Skanks he did with you know Tony Hinchcliffe, Sal Vulcano, and they're all talking about Upchuck the Clown. I'm like, I just want to dig a hole and jump in. It was. I don't know how I should feel about that, but
you should feel good about that, man.
Oh no, but Upchuck hosting 26 for 26. No, not Upchuck. I'll be there with 26. But that'll be fun. That's tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening to it on Wednesday. And Bill, thanks so much for talking to me. I mean, what a great year. Before we go, let's plug the classes. I always talk about them every week. I don't know the dates. I don't know the availabilities. You would know that better than me. So tell everybody if they want to take the beginner comedy class with you.
The one-on-one class, the next one starts January 31st. Okay. We go from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. And got just a few spots left if people want to sign up for that one. And I have two spots left for the Monday, February 2nd.
Okay. So
from 6 to 8 p.m. And there's two spots left. Somebody needs to fill those. Let's do this. Let's kick the year off right.
Do it.
Those spots will fill. But if you want to get in there, you better do it now.
Yeah, people are doing it. This advanced comedy class, it starts Saturday. I've been plugging it for weeks here. Sold out. So thanks to everybody who signed up for that one. So that one sold out. The next one is February 28th, the advanced comedy class. So,
all right, let's do this.
Let's do it. Tam White's got improv. That just started. We'll see if she's...
She had a good turnout.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So. Let's see what happens.
Go Tam. Bill, thanks so much for talking to me. We're going to talk to Lachlan here in a second. And thanks for all you do at the club and with the classes and helping me out with this podcast. It's always appreciated, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you, Joe.
All right, buddy. Thanks, we'll see you next
year. Happy 2026, everybody.
2026. Oh, that's the wrong song. That was not what I was supposed to play there. I was supposed to play. I'll have to get this down for tomorrow. I'm working on it. I'm rusty. Bill, thanks, man.
Thanks. I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, Lachlan Patterson joins me. How you doing, dude?
Good, dude. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're going to do it right from the start, but that's all right. I feel like you're, and I started it, but I feel like you're a dude. I look at you, I see that hair, and I go, this is a dude.
You know, I am a dude, and I use dude a little too much.
Yeah.
I do use dude and man, and I call my son bro.
Okay.
So it's getting out of hand.
Well, it is what it is, but that's all right. I like how long have now, because we have a headshot of you on the wall at the club. I see it every day.
Oh, no.
Short hair.
Short hair.
Short hair.
I'll bring you a fresh one.
No, Mark, I'll speak for Mark Ridley here. He likes the old ones.
Okay.
He likes people, you know, before they were famous. Like, look at this guy.
Look black and white?
No, I think it's color. Okay. Yeah, I think. I'm trying to. Oh, it might be black. I'm trying to. I think it. I know it's. It's so funny. I was just talking to Bill the Booker. We did a little segment before you, but I said, yeah, Lachlan's picture's right by the ladies' room. Ladies, take this in with you. Take those cheekbones into that ladies' room.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
A young Lachlan Patterson, very handsome, still handsome. How long have you had the hair?
I guess I stopped cutting my hair short in 2016, maybe.
Okay, so it's been about a decade. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was high and tight for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, I did the whole 90s with hair down to my shoulders.
You did?
I did.
And do you miss it?
Not really. And the thing that happened is I started doing stand-up. And all people wanted to do was talk about the length of my hair. Now, I know that's ironic after the questioning so far. But that's all, like, the other comics would roast me. Comics that would follow me, the next five guys were just making fun of my hair. And I said, I'll show you. And I got it cut, and it never grew it again.
I always find that when someone roasts me, if it gets a laugh, I will take that line.
Yeah. Oh, there. Okay. That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And someone told me that I kind of weaponized the hate.
Well, that's a good lesson. And I wish I would have known that 26 years ago when I started stand-up. Oh,
you get that whole routine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
About your hair.
But of course, you're acting not completely by your hair. Really original, fresh writing. Clean. Are you a clean comic? Do you call yourself that? Do you bill yourself as that?
I don't really bill myself as that, but I guess I am.
I guess you are. Yeah, your comedy. I would describe your comedy as a very intelligent.
Ah, it's kind of you, Joel.
Intelligent and thoughtful and clever. In a lot
Thanks,
of ways.
Man.
Yeah. Like, I'm watching one of the things you most reposted was the George Foreman bit, okay? And I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, you're destroying George Foreman and his grill. You're destroying it. People should watch that bit. It's great. It's on Lachlan's Instagram. But it's also, you're very intimately, you have intimate knowledge of that grill. It's obvious from the bit.
Thank you for noticing. I actually, when we purchased our home years ago, we didn't have a kitchen, and we just had one room with a bucket for peeing and a George Foreman grill for cooking. And so I had to, and I burnt my hand on it very badly. So badly that people would come up to me and go, "What's wrong with your hand?"
Really?
And I would tell them the story of this silly grill and how dangerous it is, and they would laugh. And I didn't know him, but I was working the bit.
Yeah. Wow.
And I got cheese burned into my knuckles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I've used George Foreman.
So the top came down on my hand when I reached in.
Oh, okay. So the guillotine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But so intimate knowledge, indeed.
Intimate knowledge. Well, there you go. We're learning so much here on this show. And then, let's go back to the start here. Tell us about you getting into stand-up comedy. What was your journey there? What were you doing before?
I was trying to do anything else but stand-up. Anything else but this thing that is so scary.
Yeah.
But people kept saying to me, so I was, I had like, you know, many jobs, starting out. I was, a swamper in construction, you know, just odd jobs all over. I think cleaning and building and working at hardware stores and restaurants, bartending, waitering, dishwasher, anything to, and then I started going to school while I was doing that in college and just not really getting excited about anything. Mm-hmm. So I tried, and people were telling me all the time, you should be a stand-up comedian. And I would ignore them because It was like a compliment, you know, like if someone says you're beautiful, you should be a model. It's, you don't think of it, take them seriously. Mm-hmm. But I did, you know, start to show more interest in comedy, and I would go to comedy shows, and I think I just I needed just a kick in the butt, mm-hmm. and I got a kick in the butt. A girl broke up with me, I remember, and I was heartbroken. And I just called the club, the local club, and said, "Hey, what's your amateur night?" And they said Thursday, and I said, "Can I go on?" They said, "Sure." And when I hung up, I had 5 days to
wow
create a comedy routine. And I was I think it was 19, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Long time ago.
That's awesome. And what town did you start in?
What's that?
Where were you living at the time?
Vancouver, yeah. British Columbia.
And that's where you're from, right?
That's where I'm from. And it was really just a whim. Like, I just was let me try stand-up comedy and be done with it. But I guess it just, and then I went back to my regular life and just still was, I still had the same problem of not knowing what I wanted to do with my life. And so I went and revisited it, and I found out it's actually quite different than what I thought it was. It's not just this crazy thing. It's you know, these guys are serious. It's a business. They write and they work hard and craft. And so it was intriguing to me. Yeah. And so I took a bigger bite and committed to writing and developing and performing and learning. And eventually moved to Los Angeles to pursue it on a more competitive level, I would say.
Right. Yeah.
No disrespect to Vancouver, but you just can't get up every night there.
Yeah. Well, you've had Last Comic Standing. You did that show, and a lot of people know you from that. I don't know how long ago that was, but how deep into your career was Last Comic Standing?
That was, that was probably 13 or...
Okay.
Yeah. I was in the middle. There was some veterans.
Sure.
And there was some newer, younger comics. I was right in the middle.
Yeah.
But I was going through something there, too, where my career was really slowing down. And I had a job still. Job.
Okay, yeah.
And so this was an opportunity that I took very seriously, and it was very stressful. I think if anyone ever has footage and they go back, my head was down most of that show.
Oh, really?
It was so stressful because, not only is everything riding on it for me, everyone's riding on it for everyone, my agent, my manager, my girlfriend at the time. And I'm carrying a lot of that with me, and just the format of Last Comic Standing, where you got to tell someone that you're funnier than them. I don't remember that part. You have to say, I think I'm funnier than somebody.
Or do the challenge at the end of the show. Like, I'm funnier than
And I just couldn't.
It is.
It was very hard.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It is awful.
Yeah.
I always hate that. I teach comedy class at the club, and I tell people, like, don't do a contest. Like, I know we do them, and we do one, that takes like 6 months at the club, and there's all these rounds. And I go, you're just going to get, you might win, but, if you don't win, you might want to quit comedy, and you don't want to quit comedy. You want to keep doing comedy. So don't do it.
Or don't get caught up in it. Just know that last place is great.
Yeah. And then, like, I tell my students this, and then, of course, they sign up, and then they enter the contest, and more than once, they've won the contest. Now, I don't know if I put them in a mindset of that thing of, don't worry about it, it doesn't matter, and then when they think it doesn't matter, then it's like they do really good, so.
Yeah, tell them they can't.
And they'll just be Joel.
Old-fashioned parenting.
Revenge, yeah. Revenge on their teacher who said they'd never be anything.
That's the story that I hear so many times.
All right. Well, sure. Yeah, I guess if people say you can't do comedy. And my brother, when I started doing comedy, my brother said to me, I said, hey, man, just so you know, he lived in Atlanta at the time. And I go, man, just start doing comedy. He's like, really? He goes, you're not funny at all.
Older brother?
Older brother.
That's such an older brother thing to say.
Yeah, he likes it now. He'll come and see a show if I'm in his town, but, you know, yeah. You're not funny at all. I was like, oh, geez. thanks, bro. Thanks for the encouragement, man. But your bit, man, some of those bits on Instagram, I was just killing me today. The old people driving. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Old people driving.
Old people drive with their mouths open.
That was you said. That's your line. That should be cut off. Yeah.
I'm not worried about drinking and driving. I'm worried about mouth open and driving.
Oh, God. And then I don't want to ruin this one, and you don't even feel the need to do it, but getting the scam call from your brother.
Oh, you like that one?
Oh,
thanks,
my
man.
God.
That one
had me. It. You got me.
It got you? Okay.
It got me.
Did you get a comedian?
All in, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, you have some things that I go, man, I should have wrote something like that.
Oh, I like that. That always hurts when someone writes something and yeah. It was just right under your nose.
But you go, that would be great in my act. That would be perfect for me. Would you work with this? I mean, some comics will just take it, you know, let's be honest. But you know, other people, yeah, they'll be honest. Go, yeah, I write my own stuff.
Now, that's a Lachlan bit.
Yeah, well, tell me about the writing process. What do you, when does this stuff come to you? Do you have this, like, designated time, sit down, write jokes? Do they stuff just come to you, you write it down?
That's the first part is to be a comedian. You know, you have to have a 24/7 pen in your mind.
Yeah.
And so anytime you know, normal people, you come up, you think of something, you go, hey, that's cool. And then you move on with your life. Yeah. Well, as a comedian, you got to write that down. So I write down note form all day. And then I commit to a sit down period where I go through all of that and just... just, you know, verbal diarrhea, the whole thing on a notepad I ask myself, you know, what do I want out of this? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times, you know, it's what you're saying on stage is sort of a psychological release. Yeah. Like when I talk about e-bikes being, these guys need to take the pedals off if they're not going to use them. And just enjoy riding their motorcycle on the sidewalk. I'm saying that because they frustrate me, and they're lying and they're deceiving and they're pretending, and it bothers me as a cyclist. So I get to have a little therapy session, and I like that about a bit when it's not really, you know, the A is for me to like it, and then B. Mm. Is for the audience to like it.
Yeah.
So I don't just tell jokes to because I know they'll love it. Has to be a release. I have to have a release of my own stress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer.
And then to work those into the act, is there a, like if you're doing 5 shows, Comedy Castle this week, is it like Thursday night, get some new ones, Late Show Friday, get some new ones, or is it just,
yeah,
see how they go, or
normally it would be Thursday it would be a let me also learn a little bit about Royal Oak and the type of people here, so I'll probably do more in the audience on a Thursday, and then hopefully have some success with that I can go to my hotel room and, you know, and restructure the whole set around something of that I learned on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, Saturday, you know, with that in, I'm always kind of throwing new bits in throughout the night. And then if there is a Sunday, Sunday would definitely be a very, very crowd work oriented show.
Okay.
Almost like a feeling like, I feel like Saturday, it's almost like it's the end of the work.
Yeah.
You know, I've fulfilled my duties to entertain. And then the Sunday crowds, I don't know who these people are, but they're fantastic because it's usually a smaller crowd on Sunday for me anyway, if there's a Sunday. And so I get, but they just have so much energy, which I love because who goes out on Sunday night?
You got to really be into it.
So that's sort of my... I understand that people who are coming to a show Friday night or Saturday are probably, it's probably their day off.
Yeah.
And, but Thursday's kind of like a work day. Mm. So I kind of bring my own, it's work day for me too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you talked about, I was why we should talk about locked in here, but, yeah, I'll get to questions about that, but you talk about Royal Oak and that recently.
Yes.
Yeah. So you remember how long ago you said it was 20 to be determined when you were here before. Do you remember the year?
I think it was 2013.
Okay. 2013. Yeah.
And I remember specifically something that I did that didn't work.
Oh God.
Oh man, it was bad.
What a memory. So,
I brought a character to open for me.
Hmm.
He was a comedian who was I had the host walk up and go, this next comedian is going to do a guest spot. Mm-hmm. So this is before the feature performer. Yeah. I said, let me go out there and do 5 minutes as a character. You know, what was I thinking?
Okay. I feel like I would have been there for that. And it started to ring a bell, but that didn't work.
I went up as a guy who was who had been in a coma for the last 30 years. And just he was on his way to his first comedy show in 1986, and he was in a car accident. It was horrible. He was in a coma, and he just woke up this morning, and he wants to do the set he had planned to do that night. Do you guys want to hear it? It's a lot to ask for the host, so she kind of just didn't quite explain it right.
Yeah.
But the idea is that I go up, and everything that I say would only make sense if it was 1986.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was doing the math.
Yeah. And so I was in, yeah. So it was in, I was in acid wash jeans, and I had my sleeves rolled up, and I talked about, you know, AIDS and how scary it was I asked if there's any Orientals in the audience and stuff like that. And, everything was to me funny, but they weren't right. Liking it. And if you know anything about a character or a act per se, once you start, you can't stop. You can't. It's the show. So I had no one's laughing, and I just have to keep going and keep going. And it's so bad. It's not getting anything. Nobody gets it. And this woman even yells out, what are you doing?
What a great heckle. Actually kind of an insightful heckle. What are you doing?
And then I left, and then I came back out to headline. Yeah. And during my headlining set, someone actually said, what was that? What were you doing? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Well, okay. So that's not coming back this week.
Unless the feedback says do it again. Yeah. If four people tell me to do it,
well, they might hear it on this show and show up and go, hey, where's that character from 2013?
They're gonna have to let me know before the show, and it's gonna have to be a bit of a wave of energy to get me to do it again, because that was horrible.
Oh my God! But let's, speaking of sort of characters, and this is a question I had. I mentioned Locked In, which I thought. I mean, unbelievably, I know how hard that must be to do with Lachlan plays two people, two Lachlans. Yes.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, let's not spoil it.
It might not be two Lachlans. It could be anybody.
Oh, we don't even know yet. Yeah, okay.
We don't know
yet. It's very.
You decide.
Yeah. It's like a Christopher Nolan thing. It's like who's who? But it's so funny, because I watch it and I go, which one's the real guy? Which is the real Lachlan? Is it both sides? Are they two sides of the same person? I can't tell. But it's very entertaining, and I know it's hard to do.
Thanks, man.
I know. I mean, even if it wasn't funny, I respect the effort, but it actually is funny. So hopefully people check that out and make that a thing.
Thanks, man. It's I'm gonna try to get going weekly. It's a show about a podcast to describe it.
It's
a show about a podcast gone horribly wrong.
And there's a lot of those, and I know. Believe me, I've had a few, but this was not one of them, man. It was really fun talking to you, dude. So
Oh, thanks, Joel. I'm looking forward to working with you, man.
Yeah, Thursday night, I'll be there. We'll see each other in five shows. Hope we got some good turnouts and good people showing up to see Lachlan. One of the best. Bill even said, you know, I was talking to Bill before, and he's like, I've been following Lachlan for so long, he had to come in. So he's a big fan,
too. That's great.
So we're all fans, man. We'll see you. We'll see you Thursday night and this weekend, Lachlan. Thanks for talking.
Thank you.
All right, but Ed, check out his YouTube. Go ahead. Locked in. Everything he does online, the Instagram, hilarious bits. So good, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
Take care,
I'll see you soon.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. There's Lachlan Patterson, everybody. Thank you, Lachlan. Locked In is wild. It really is great. It really is great. I can't tell who's who, but yeah, that I do not. Part of me remembers the character from 2013, and part of me doesn't, but I'm picturing it. I don't know. He's great, though. Really smart, you know, soft-spoken, but very intelligent. He's a great act. Girls, you'll like him. He's super handsome and tall, unlike me. So thanks to Lachlan. Catch him this weekend at the club. Bill Bouchard, thank you for running down 2026. All those great comics come in. The announcement, Big Jay Oakerson's coming in August. So you're going to want to get those tickets. ComedyCastle.com. It's the only place to buy tickets. You buy tickets on somewhere, even if you Google Comedy Castle tickets, that may not take you to ComedyCastle.com. Type in ComedyCastle.com, and that'll take you direct. Or you get a, hey, even better, ComedyCastlePodcast.com. I've got a link to ComedyCastle.com right up there to get your tickets every week. If you come check the show out that way. But thanks to Lachlan. Thanks to Bill Bouchard. Thanks to you guys for listening. First show of 2026 is in the can. I think it was really fun. I thought it was really good. I'm going to be performing tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening to it on Wednesday, the 7th of January. 26 for 26. I'll do a couple of minutes of comedy and I'll bring some folks out and we'll have some fun and do all that. So thanks to you guys for listening. Happy 2026. We'll get out of here and see you at the Comedy Castle and catch you back here next week. Bye-bye.